The Senate will come to order. For those of you in the chamber as well as those in the upper gallery, please stand for a prayer by the Reverend George, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2 says, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Almighty God, our creator and sustainer, we lift our eyes up to you. We ask you for your help and wisdom as we start back to work this week. We acknowledge your hand in the history of our state and country. You have blessed those who seek justice and serve with humility, and we ask for that blessing today. Guide our discussions with clarity, temper our debates with respect, and inspire our decisions to reflect the good of all in Missouri. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Bean.
Here.
Beck. Here. Bernsketter. Black. Bratton. Brown 16. Brown 26. Berger. Carter. Searboy. Coleman. Crawford. Fitzwater. Gregory 15. Gregory 21. Henderson. Huff. Hudson. Lewis. Lukemeyer. May. McCreary. Moon. Mosley. Nicola. Nirenberg. O'Loughlin. Roberts. Here. Schnelting. Here. Schroer. Here. Trent. Here. Washington. Weber. Here. Williams.
Quorum has been established. Missouri Senate is now in session. Madam Secretary, would you please read the journal?
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, sixth day, Thursday, January 16, 2025.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion by Senator from Platt. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Platt renews his motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with and to approve as though being having fully read. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Order of business is introduction of guests. Senator from the 10th.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your right and my left, I'm standing to introduce special guest.
Please proceed.
Is Will Burney, a young guy interning in my office.
Can we please get some order in the chamber? Please take your conversations to the outer galleries while the senator introduces special guests. Senator, sorry about that. Please.
Thank you, Mr. President. No worries. So Will Burney, young guy, sophomore at Mizzou. He's here serving as an intern in my office. Really excited about him being in our office. He's the son of some friends I've had for years and years from down in the Branson area. And they've been very meaningful in my life. And so it was really great to see that their son is studying at Mizzou. And he's going to be working at our office on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I believe. And so if you see this young guy running around, give him some work to do. And I ask the body to make him feel welcome.
Let's welcome the guest, Jeremy Calloway. Introduction of guest. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 33rd District.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have seven pieces of legislation. No explanation is necessary.
Senator, would you please send your whole entire portfolio bill portfolio forward? And Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 587, offered by Senator Hudson, an act relating to vehicle franchise practices.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 588, offered by Senator Hudson, an act relating to public contracts with certain companies.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Joint Resolution number 51, offered by Senator Hudson, a joint resolution relating to civil claims on childhood sexual abuse.
Madam Secretary, please read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill number 589, offered by Senator Hudson, an act relating to childhood sexual abuse actions.
Madam Secretary, please read the fifth bill.
Senate Bill number 590, offered by Senator Hudson, an act relating to childhood sexual abuse actions.
Madam Secretary, please read the sixth bill.
Senate Bill number 591, offered by Senator Hudson, an act relating to unborn children.
Madam Secretary, please read the seventh and final bill.
Senate Joint Resolution number 52, offered by Senator Hudson, a joint resolution relating to the protection of unborn life.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Newton.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
I waive the reading.
Are you saying no explanation necessary, Senator?
That is exactly what I'm saying.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 592, offered by Senator Carter, an act relating to insurance payments for anesthesia.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 27th.
Yes, Mr. President. You looked that way and said 27th. You threw me a curve. I have not even half the bills that Senator Hudson filed. I have three, no explanation needed.
Uh-oh. Senator from 27th, you cannot refer to another senator on this floor by his or her name, only by district number or county they represent.
Just half the bills that Senator from the 33rd had.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first. Is no explanation necessary, Senator? Please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 593, offered by Senator Berger, an act relating to battery recycling.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 594, offered by Senator Berger, an act relating to the Ten Commandments in schools.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 595, offered by Senator Berger, an act relating to participation in athletics competitions.
Order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills here, and there's no explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your three bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 596, offered by Senator Gregory of the 15th, an act relating to exempting the state of Missouri from the observance of daylight savings time with an effective date.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 597, offered by Senator Gregory of the 15th, an act relating to single-sex access to certain facilities.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 598, offered by Senator Gregory of the 15th, an act relating to the disclosure of vital records.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 23rd.
I have a bill, Mr. President. It does not need an explanation.
Oh. Excuse me, we had one more bill to read. We'll get to yours next. Madam Secretary, please read the fourth and final bill.
Senate Bill number 599, offered by Senator Gregory of the 15th, an act relating to property taxes.
Introduction of bills. Senator the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill. It's been sent forward. No explanation is needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 600, offered by Senator Schnelting, an act relating to appointment of commissioners to the Bi-State Development Agency.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 21st District.
I have two bills. No explanation will be necessary.
Thanks, Senator. Please send your bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill from the Senator from Saline.
Senate Bill number 601, offered by Senator Gregory of the 21st, an act relating to sewage regulation.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 602, offered by Senator Gregory of the 21st, an act relating to fire protection districts with penalty provisions.
Introduction of bills. Senator the 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have five bills to file. I will send them forward and no explanation is needed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your legislative packet forward. And Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 603, offered by Senator McCreary, an act relating to electronic monitoring of a person in violation of a protection order.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 604, offered by Senator McCreary, an act relating to the offense of disclosure of an intimate digital depiction with penalty provisions.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 605, offered by Senator McCreary, an act relating to human embryos.
Madam Secretary, please read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill number 606, offered by Senator McCreary, an act relating to absentee ballots.
Madam Secretary, please read the fifth bill.
Senate Bill number 607, offered by Senator McCreary, an act relating to a tax credit for certain volunteer drivers.
Order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from the 14th.
Mr. President, I'd like to ask for unanimous consent to recognize a couple special guests.
Hearing no objection, Senator, please proceed.
Mr. President, to my right and to your left, I am honored to welcome to the Senate chamber Dr. Maureen Clancy May, as well as her spouse, Mr. Ken Bauheimer, and they're both from St. Louis. Dr. Clancy May will be in the building today. She has been appointed to hopefully serve on the Southeast Missouri State University Board of Regents. Mr. President, I thought you would enjoy that, and I thought it'd be a good opportunity to recognize someone who will be potentially serving in an amazing university right in your district. So if the body can make them feel welcomed, I would highly appreciate it. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Let us welcome our special guest. Introduction of bills. Chairman Lawrence.
Mr. President, to your right, I have a special guest who is no stranger to the Senate. Matt Goodsell has given his time over the last few years to offer a study of the scriptures on Wednesday mornings in room 220 at 7:30 a.m. And tomorrow, we're going to start that again. So if you have an inclination to learn about the word of the Lord, Matt does a great job in presenting the scriptures and explaining to us. So I hope you'll join us in room 220 tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. Let's welcome
Matt. Welcome our special guest. Senator from Lawrence.
Yes, Mr. President.
I do need to remind you that we were on the order of business of introduction of bills, so you do need to ask for unanimous consent.
I'm so sorry. I thought I heard a guest being recognized, so I thought I'd just follow suit. Without objection, I hope I can...
Hear him no objection. I think we did fine. Just reminding that, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Introduction of bills. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Announcements. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. With no further business coming before the Senate, I ask that the body stand adjourned until 1 p.m. on Wednesday, January 22nd.
You have heard the motion by the Senator from Platt. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. All those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Missouri Senate will stand adjourned until 1 p.m. Wednesday, January 22nd.